Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're welcoming our great friend, Kirk Chaffetz, to the show. Kirk is a longtime, more than 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO and chief storyteller at Story Worldwide, the author of Thinking Inside the Box, Pulitzer Prize-nominated winning journalist, I should say, and our good friend, Kirk Chaffetz. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for that introduction, Jim.
Good to have you back. Good to have you back. Kirk, let's talk about net neutrality. My audience has heard me talk about it over the years with a lot of egghead techie experts, and I'm not sure. I still think the average person out on Main Street does not understand net neutrality. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, but I don't think it's that hard to
understand. First tell us what net neutrality means.
Net neutrality means that all traffic on the internet gets treated the same. It moves at the same speed. Nobody gets an advantage over anybody else for paying more money. It arrives in the same condition at users' screens.
Safe passage of your stuff, no matter who you are.
Exactly. And speed is really important because imagine that you're a little electronic shop in Palo Alto, California, and next door to you is a 480 million square foot Best Buy. Mm-hmm. And you've been competing well on service. Best Buy pays the local cable provider, and I have no idea who they are out there, but let's assume Comcast. An extra $2 million a year, and Comcast says, okay, from now on, all the customers in that area are going to be able to view, right, to download Best Buy's website in a billionth of a second, and it'll only take them 3.5 days to download, for the picture to come clear on yours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that ain't fair.
Right. What's the FCC thinking about doing right now?
Well, the FCC has been all over the board.
Federal Communications Commission.
And the Federal Communications Commission is in an odd position, and this is where it gets a little complicated. And I don't
because they're the regulators of this medium. Go ahead.
They are the regulators of this medium, and they are facing a court decision that says you can't treat them like a common carrier, quote unquote, like a public utility, like the power company, for example, or the telephone company. You can't treat them that way unless the FCC classifies them that way. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that the FCC ought to classify internet backbone providers and broadband providers as a public utility, a common carrier. That's clear as a bell to me, but the FCC refuses to do it.
So if they did that, that would accomplish net neutrality, wouldn't it?
That would. That would allow you to create rules that said everybody's got to be treated equally. Mm-hmm.
Why isn't the FCC doing that?
That, I think, is the million-dollar question, and the million-dollar answer is politics.
Yeah. So the big dogs in this fight have they're using their political strength, their political ability with their money to try to be able to control the usage and the speed of their own content, right?
Right. So and mostly, of course, what they want to do is just make more money.
Right.
Poor Comcast has done so terribly in the broadband business that they use their extra cash to buy NBC and are now going after Time Warner Cable so that they can have a virtual monopoly on broadband transmission in the U.S.
Right.
That's what a terrible business it's been for Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not sure I'm in total sympathy with their demand for, to get more cash out of all of
us. But the bottom line is,
smaller businesses.
And the bottom line is, we go to a break here, folks. The more neutral the internet is, the more fair things are for small businesses. Isn't that the straight way to say it?
Yeah, that's absolutely the bottom line. And for individuals.
Yeah, and for individuals, which is what we have right now, isn't it? Isn't that essentially what we have right now?
It is, and that's why we have all of these great businesses cropping up on the internet. It's why the internet's been so.
So if anybody wants to talk about net neutrality, just say, okay, I want it to stay like it is. And that's all you have to say, and that's your argument. 20 Till, right back with Kirk Chaffetz. I've got a big question to ask him. Stay with us, 20 Till.
At the end of the tunnel, I see it burning red. It don't matter
where. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.